now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
House Majority Leader Paul Stamm recently cited the Forbes annual survey of the best states in which to do business to defend his support for a gay marriage amendment to the state constitution. Stamm was responding to legitimate concerns that the amendment would make it less likely that some corporations would locate in the state. He said that the majority of states in the top 12 in the Forbes survey have amendments banning gay marriage. Stamm and his fellow Republicans have consistently claimed that North Carolina was anti-business and that taxes were too high and regulations too onerous. That was the justification they cited for much of their right-wing legislative agenda this year. And they always brushed aside evidence that they were wrong, like the surveys and rankings published by Forbes and others that showed North Carolina was already business-friendly before their draconian budget cuts and anti-environmental legislation. Now, however, Stamm is touting the Forbes rankings as evidence that his marriage amendment won't cost the state jobs. You can't have it both ways, but Representative Stamm is desperately trying to. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.